From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Monday, July 14th, 2025.
Man, I said it before. Why don't we have a damn Patron? All the stuff we were talking about for the past 20 minutes.
The only thing... Well, some I can tell
really
you
dirty.
Why... the short answer is it'd be a lot easier if we did it like in the parking lot before we came in the building. But if doing it in the building, then it's a, you know, profit share kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. As soon as you cross the threshold of the doors.
Yes. Right. It's like we own half you now.
Uh-huh. Gotta split it. God, I think my favorite conversation was which fat people stink the worst.
Well, I mean, it was a fun little thing. And I actually enjoyed the one that, what was the part that I really, conversation is really about the stimulation you get from it. Like, you know, the little, when you're having a good conversation, you have those little, they're like lightning storms in your brain, but it's good lightning. Like, it's creating, you know, good lightning.
It might have been.
That was the chair. I swear.
Look.
Starting already.
Yeah, that was a good
We'll do it again.
There we go. You should have claimed that one as a fart.
Oh, shoot.
Give the chair all the credit. It might be that zinger you dropped before we cracked the mic.
Oh, that, yeah. That's what it was.
I missed that.
Well, I'll remind you.
Oh, my
God. I don't need to smell it.
We were talking about... No, it wasn't. That was the chair. Look. So
stop trying.
We were talking about someone that we will not. It's nothing bad, but
no, it's funny.
Paige says, I can't think about. I can't recall who you're talking about.
That's a perfect description.
She always looked like she got off a motorcycle.
It's me.
And then Paige was like, "Oh my God, I know who you're talking about now."
I can too.
He's just like a blonde. Wife of Frankenstein.
I couldn't think.
Big
if it was
and buggy and like hair blown back.
I
was trying to pick.
That. I'm there 70% of the time.
It was either the hair or the eyes. I couldn't think which one would be worse.
It was both.
Crazy eyes.
Why you always look surprised? She got off a motorcycle. God.
Motorcycle, no helmet.
Oh.
And she had just hairsprayed.
Oh, way.
Yeah.
Dang it, man.
That was fun.
I was kind of wondering how the vibe was going to be when we got
now
back
I,
in here.
Now I know how to get big hair. Works
oh, yeah.
I'm going to work it.
Well, I'm sure you find it wouldn't have trouble finding a ride either.
No. No. And hopefully you're not the bitch that fell off and they
oh,
can read
yeah.
his T-shirt.
God, I don't want to be that bitch.
What if that's how a guy wants to be dominated? He has a motorcycle, but he wants you to drive it. Like
ooh.
He wants to ride it.
Oh, my God.
Sign me up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, you would get stoned, and I mean not in a good way, like with rocks and stuff.
You wouldn't go
up
that
for
fast.
That job.
I don't think you'd be going that
oh,
fast.
Oh, my God. Did you imagine? Like, they would be...
Let's get on the back, big boy.
Who would catch more heat, him or her?
Her.
God,
what are you
a good
doing
question.
Driving his bike?
Plus, when they find out that it's his bike he's on the back of, this got to be like a cardinal sin.
Well, everybody I know who has a bike, and I say, can I ride it? And they go, oh, hell no.
It's not, well, you mean, drive it.
By myself.
Okay. See, I think of it.
Get the, on the back, bitch.
The verb there is riding a motorcycle. You can be on the back of it,
yeah,
but sure. Driving a motorcycle. But no one talks like that. No one says, I drove my motorcycle today.
No, they
you
don't
rode
really.
Your motorcycle.
I drove my motorcycle into work today.
You're a weekend warrior if you say, I drove my motorcycle today.
Yeah,
I
did.
Think. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't get mad at me, various cliques and groups and such as.
I know the motorcyclist won't give you the two fingers down unless you're on a bike, too. Like I do in the car, they won't do it back.
Oh, back.
Yeah,
okay.
The two fingers, they won't do it back because yeah. I'm in a car.
Really? So you mean like they're behind you?
No, like when you pass them oncoming, you hold the two fingers down. It's like, you know, keep them both on the road.
I've never driven a motorcycle.
Well, do it if you're in a car.
Yeah, I have before.
You don't know too many tricks.
Not on the road, road.
I had to learn quick.
I've driven them in parking lots. To God. And no, we're not doing that as some kind of challenge down the road. For insurance reasons, I can already tell you that won't be a situation.
I drove one on a machine. I couldn't change the gears in time.
I know. Tim's and H-Dog would be fighting over that one. But we ain't doing it.
What's up, Rocky?
It would hurt mankind.
I had to get on one and drive it home because my brother.
So that's what I was going to say. Yeah, would it be acceptable to the biker community if one would be ridiculed for him being on the back of the bike and the lady driving? Would it be acceptable if she says, he's too drunk to drive? They might say to that, well, you both should have stayed at the club.
Yeah, they would, I think. A rule you don't break, the guy's not going to get on the back.
Live with the bike.
Yeah, I think my brother got knocked over and he was hurt.
Well, I'd imagine.
And he had to have a skin graft and everything, and rode the bike home.
Oh, what if you're
a weekend warrior?
Uh-huh. Can you drive it? Like, were you?
I used to be able to.
Would you wear the assless chaps?
Throttle gas.
Oh, she wants those hangers up there.
Yeah, but like, God, did he have ape hangers?
No. He would have, though.
Is that acceptable still, by the way?
I think so.
I think that's kind of cool, 70s-esque.
It's supposed to be the most comfortable, but it don't look
good. God, no.
You like this, your back?
Yeah.
You look like
how do you turn?
Ride around in a car with Clint Eastwood. He'd punch you.
What if, and I never thought about this.
Left hook, Clyde.
What if you're a couple, you know, a couple homosexuals in a relationship, and you have a motorcycle?
I think you went too hard on the homo part in that. Okay. I would just say homosexual.
Like
Oklahoma?
You got to say it like rednecks say insurance.
North Carolina, $100.
In that situation, I guess whoever the bottom is the bitch.
That's not a sex thing now.
It's got to be, right?
How
do you decide?
Well, gay bikers, I mean, that's a thing. But do they ever ride together?
Of course.
To show the dominance of that kind of thing. Yeah, this is a very free-form conversation right now. We're encompassing.
We really don't know.
I'm thinking of the scenes from Police Academy when they would go into the club.
Maybe they have a sidecar. That seems a little more.
That's for your dog.
Oh, yeah, if you want to take your animal. Now, some people say if you have a trike, you're not a biker at all. Because, you know, there's no way you can lay it down.
If you have a cool dog that will ride with you, I think my dog probably would. Both of them.
Yeah, but is that like, I mean, you kind of, it's showing a little bit of say. And I'll tell you something. I think them things are I mean, to drive them is not, I don't think of it as like a bitch thing. I mean, it kind of looks just weird. I mean, more or less than anything. But still, it's like you're sitting there in a, like a little bullet.
Yeah.
Plus, you have to.
With three tires on it.
Whoever's on the back, you got to train them how to ride.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, because they're the ones that's kind of
you can't crash the bike. You got to roll with it.
Well, the front. Can you ever reverse that, too? Can you put two on the back and one in the front? Like a drag strip car.
I don't think you want to. Way down.
God, man.
That's a good burp page, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Plus,
you've been practicing for me.
When you first get on the bike, I imagine they're trying to turn it like a car, you know, just
you don't need any sharp turns.
You can't even do it.
Like, can you pop a wheelie in those?
It's oh, my so God. Funny.
I had a buddy that would do that down the interstate on his Ninja.
Oh, yeah. I see that all
I
the
saw
time.
It on 29 a couple weeks ago. Well, with my eyeballs.
How do you do it?
How did you see that?
You do it. I don't know. I mean, you see like the, remember the old DMX videos?
Oh, the Rough Riders, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, the driving skills were impeccable. Like, you should be in, like, do they do anything like Dixie Stampede in, like, Chicago, where it's like, you know, a dinner theater kind of thing?
What would it be?
Well, they're riding around on those with, like, one leg on, one leg off, and they're cutting flips and stuff.
Welcome to the Chicago Stampede.
It's like it'd be the Hatfields and McCoys, but it'd be the Rough Riders versus so-and-so, and they'll have little cap guns out there. Oh, jeez.
It'd be a sausage going around for the dinner and some Malort.
Yeah, something like that. You know, traditional Chicago.
Would you like the Polish sausage dinner, or would you like the bratwurst?
It'd be Cubbies versus White Sox for the big feud.
Something with guns.
I'm Brian Sandberg. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm Carlton Fist, and you're going to catch one upside your noggin.
Pudge!
Buddy.
You know, I was thinking about over the break, and I used to clown people for this, and I'm sorry. But I've seen the light.
Birth defects.
Well, not only that, but I mean, some of them just can't ignore it. The auto reply is your friend.
Oh, man.
And I need to start using it. Because people get really mad if you miss a meeting when you're on vacation.
Yeah,
I'm like,
hey,
I didn't skip it. I'm not here. There's no need to, you know, be passive aggressive, replying all when you're talking about two people in particular.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that myself. I'll say this, that at least shows I looked at my work email on vacation time at least once.
I did that too. I peeked in here.
Peeked in just out of, like, it was, let's see, you know, probably be like 12 down. So, you know, I think I traditionally, like, boredom time, I think my boredom whatever go-to is Instagram. Just because it's picture book. It's just easy. I'm looking for some fart videos. I'm looking for, you know.
I don't like how they start you off on some people's stories, though. You're like, damn, not going to like it because they know I watched it.
No, I don't think you have to. I don't think you have to.
They know you watched it. Like, why didn't you like it?
But what if it's like a tragic video or something? I think it's weird when people like tragic videos.
That's worse. You got to give the heart on that one.
But you can't do thumbs down because then it's like, well, I mean, they have it on YouTube. They brought it back, right?
They
took it away during COVID, I think, and then they
too many people were mean.
I think so. Yeah. Everybody's getting too mean. We're not going to allow you to thumb things down. I think now they allow that again, but
or other people can't see it if or some junk like that.
That also was strange too.
I get like that. I look at my people who watched whatever I put up. I'm like, well, you watched it, but you didn't like it.
I gotta start liking yours then, because I've watched them.
Oh, you ain't the only one, man. It's like,
I don't think to like stories though. Like, I mean, honest. Like, I'll watch it, but I'm watching it for. To me, that's like watching wrestling and then tweeting the wrestler and saying, or even an athlete.
Hey, good match, buddy.
Hey, good match.
Good job, Naomi.
That was good. You used that briefcase. Excellent.
So you ain't really hurt, Seth. I don't believe it.
Oh, I do.
So you can't believe a wrestler. You just can't. They're wired to deceive you.
They don't ever tell the truth.
I'm basing this off every local wrestler I've ever.
Local and national. What are you kidding me? We've had three lie to our faces. But that's, you know, in their nature. I mean, as they should.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a carnival barker.
Oh, somebody on social media said they paid, you know, a few grand for SummerSlam tickets. And the guy was like, I'm out of money now. I can't resell him. Seth's hurt. Probably no Roman Reigns being like, there's no buildup, and it's the next, you know, PLE. And the guy's like, I just wasted a few grand.
Jeez. I think part of the reason with the injuries, well, see, I don't know, because I just thought of one where it's wrestling. I mean, that's exactly what it is. I was about to say, you know, the one that really got me just instantly popped into my head, and it may not be a lot of people's, but the one that
it's got to be everybody's number one, right? The one you're about to mention.
I don't know if it is. It's just one me that in the moment, in the time that it happened or whatever, like it really, really got me. And then there's one where I knew that it wasn't, but then when it happened, I still popped for it. That one was Linda McMahon. Standing up out of
she was in a coma for months.
She was in a coma for months. And then finally, they happen to just get her up in the ring, and she stands up to low blow Vince.
That woman, I don't know if she kept a straight face.
I don't either. She didn't blink or nothing. Like, I mean, it was like perfect. So the one that really, really got me was Buff Bagwell.
Oh, yeah, that was, well.
God, what was yours?
I thought you were going to say Psycho Sid.
Okay.
That's what it's going to have to be for me to believe like something actually happened.
Okay, so that's where we're off. I was thinking like where I really thought they were hurt, and then it turns out they're not, and he stands up out of the wheelchair.
We thought he broke his neck.
Yeah.
And but, Judy had to wheel him around.
Who was that again?
Buff Bagwell.
Buff. We've had him on the show, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Too many times.
God, man, his dark side of wrestling was very telling.
Yeah.
Dad used to give him cocaine before he'd go out and party.
Yeah.
His dad gave him and his buddies cocaine. I didn't say that right, but whatever.
Cocaine.
Oh my God.
That's probably the most southern thing you say, actually. Cocaine.
My freaking mind is everywhere, man. I got to calm it down.
You don't have much conversation with your family.
Well, not about wrestling. Like, you know, like they're not marks like I am. They wouldn't get it. Do you see the video going around of the guy who's playing his WWE game? He's got a Royal Rumble, but it's all Kane. He's got a white cane he called Cocaine. He's got Kane in a Raising Cane's uniform at the chicken restaurant. He's at the restaurant. Is there so many Canes?
God bless.
I'm like, oh my God.
This is why the internet was created. Yeah, this is how it was for me last week. By the time about Wednesday came, I was like, I do anything.
Don't say it, though. Don't say it.
Okay.
Just think it positively. And the ones who know will know. And those that don't are probably management.
Yes.
Don't say you were ready to come back. Because, guys, what do you think about doing a half-week vacation? First half? What if you come in work Monday, Wednesday?
I don't like breaking routine. I got to have a routine. It's got to be a productive one. I did not have that at all last week.
What? Y'all went to hell? What happened?
Dude, I would wake up and order lunch. That's how it went. You're I was operating on half days.
Late.
I love that. Too late.
That's great, yes.
Being on vacation.
Like one of the days, I'll tell you right now, one of the days I woke up and said, holy crap, most days I would have already went in and done a four-hour radio show. Maybe picked up lunch and was sitting here and eating it right now. Just like you just said.
Yeah.
Because it was lunchtime when I woke up. And that was 11:20 one day. Now, I stayed up to like 3 o'clock. Man, that was the chair. At 3 o'clock in the morning the night before.
Yeah, stayed up too late.
That's the part of, it's like summer vacation. You get to stay up later.
But here's the best part. I got 8 hours of sleep. I never get that.
God.
That's so good.
If I get too much, man, my head starts hurting. I'm like, well, that's too much sleep.
Oh, I feel good.
I think that's your body telling you that you need to get another sleep study.
Ooh,
if you don't get pleasure from a lot of sleep, I think that's telling you something for real.
It's got to.
That's from the heart, man.
It's got to knock the weight off.
And getting up and doing a long walk. And oh, my God, it was the best.
Jesus, man. You guys are more productive than mine. And you got reminders to order lunch. You got a pillow that looks like a breadstick.
Yeah, I do. I do. That's an inside joke for those that visited my home.
A pillow that looks like a breadstick.
Yeah. I almost ate it.
Like literally. Like literally.
Yum, yum, yum,
like,
yum.
Why is there a loaf laying on the couch?
That's a separate conversation.
What did you with?
Oh, I did. I sit down with no underwear on. I mean, what do you?
Oh my God.
I love calling it that.
Don't
now.
Don't sit naked on your furniture. You
have to explain it to people.
Marks.
The turd is so terse. The loaf is. It's a nice little substitute.
It's so lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just is.
Turd. Like,
that's why I won't go eat curds, to be honest with you.
Well,
and I'm
why.
Not talking about the Kurdish people.
That you're not eating them.
I'm no cannibal.
Praise Jesus.
Whatever the thing Long John's gives you. Are those curds?
Those are crumbs.
Which would try to pass off as a premium side for a while there.
Well, that's because people like us would ask for a little tray of them.
Like, what are these called? Are these curds, crispies, or crunchies?
They're just like the crispy crunchies.
Like,
it wasn't like a menu item. It was just like leftover crumbs.
Bring back the cheese sticks that tasted like fish. I miss those.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know the health stuff on that, but God, I mean, that was some good food.
I loved walking across the little plank you had out front.
Hell
with the
yeah! My daddy slid down the one on Wade Hampton because he was wearing cowboy boots and it had rained while we were inside. And my dad slid down the damn steps of Long John Silver's, and that Long John Silver's was tiny.
I mean,
you could touch your hands from wall to wall on all fronts of that place.
The pirates that worked there didn't seem that enthused.
No, but I did enjoy the paper hats you could get.
Oh my
those,
God.
You use those for cosplay when you get home as a little kid.
Ooh, that's
gimmicks.
Fun.
Bring back the gimmicks.
Yeah.
Gimmicks are good.
Well, they don't want to make it entertaining for kids to eat anymore because that's
it's a good time.
Nothing's entertaining. Going to the post office is like going to visit somebody in prison.
Oh.
I mean, it really is. All the walkthroughs you got to do. You can't wear sunglasses inside, blah, 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 blah.
All the information you got to give.
All that mess. So we are back. Back in the saddle again. Back.
That's a good song.
You just don't know what's going to happen. We talked about all kinds of stuff, and it's early.
Boy, I've learned a lot today already.
I knew after the first little bit when I get back into it, it's going to be good. I'm like, I'll get back into it. And it was like you never left.
Well, yeah. But I'm glad we did for a bit.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
It was real good.
The rest was nice. I loved it.
The only thing I can tell you on the docket for sure that we're going to like, I mean, you know, not that we're not planned, but no, I mean, you're on vacation till like the morning you come back to work.
You really got to get back into it.
We briefly chatted and stuff, but like, you know, like that. So the one thing I will, though, tell you is that we will have a movie review today. And it's not the ghost of my father. No. My mom would be very angry if I even tried to do that bit.
No, that's
and fine. Then her ghost would really come after me.
Oh,
that
Lord.
Would be real bad.
You got to give him equal time.
Now, this will be provided by ghost Big Wars. Brown, the legendary P1 himself. Yeah. He's going to review the new S-Man movie.
It's right in his wheelhouse, too.
Because he'd be the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to review that.
Not me, but he would be the one.
So, so that'll be going down a little after 8 o'clock, so...
Don't watch it until you hear the review.
Here's your big attention grabber right there. Wait around 2 more hours. You can hear a guy that you've probably never met in your life review a movie that
but
you may or may not see.
You've seen him.
Oh, yeah.
Your lover of show Instagram and Facebook and all that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, Paige, what is up in the Plex? It's been a long time since I've said that.
What did you choose? Do you want to talk about who President Trump wants to ban? A feud between two rockers? Which one do you want first?
Oh, that's good.
See, I know the one.
That's yeah.
And I have things to say on that. But,
okay, let's do that.
But it's just a democracy.
It's a democracy.
So the other side of the aisle gets to vote now.
Oh, let's do the one you got to comment on because...
Okay.
But you'll do them both?
If we have time.
Like it's a Friday night?
It is. Oh, yeah. It's dealer's choice.
You're going to double team them?
So all right. I'll do it.
We'll at least do the one and try for two next. Mm-hmm. Good morning, everybody.
Okay. Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine, in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. All right, so it's on between these two, President Trump and Rosie O'Donnell. This is spicy, so strap yourself in. We'll begin. President Trump reignited his feud with Rosie, and he threatened to strip away her citizenship. Why did all this happen? It's because of what Rosie said. She called Donald, quote, a dangerous, soulless man with dementia who lacks empathy and compassion and basic humanity.
Yes. So here is my... This is even non-political, because I'm sure the people that think differently are already prepared, strapped on themselves or in. And that is... What is she know? What do you know, like off the top of your head, when you think of Rosie O'Donnell, what comes to mind? I mean, besides her sex or choice.
The talk show.
Yeah, honestly. Daytime.
But is it not like celebrity feuds that she has? Like her whole everything has been off of feuding with somebody over and over again. Now, I know as a president, that's what wars are. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like literally like nitpicking people apart. That's what I think she's kind of, I don't know, known for. Now, her talk show, hey, I'll be honest and tell you, if there was a druther, I'd rather watch her than I would Ellen. Ellen, I just could not stand in it. I got no problems with gay ladies, Paige. But I'll tell you something, I did not care for that show at all. My mom loved it. she loved that show.
She kind of saw her way into this whole feud, right, Ellen?
Ellen?
She left too, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, she was probably still worried about certain cases being popped open. I mean, she was at some parties that are in the news.
This took place all on Instagram, on Insta.
Well, it's not too, I don't think it's too stupid to pose the question, you know. Is it possible this could actually happen? Could he get that power? It's not that, you know, stupid of a question since, well, we've seen what we've seen.
Well,
what have we seen? Somebody honoring their promise during an election?
You see a little more leeway as far as what you would consider would be kind of preposterous. Like, that would never happen. Now, I'm talking if you combine both terms together.
Oh, well, you know, I see your point on that. Like, but you look at World War II is 80 years ago, and that numbs my mind to think that, wow, all like A.H. was rolling around 80 years ago.
And we're just, you know. Yeah, because we don't have many left. You said two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have many survivors left.
Well, Rosie.
I think last I heard.
Yeah.
And the Donald feuding.
One maybe have come back. You know, they were known for rising from the dead.
Years ago, and
as a shout out to Jesus.
A lot of people think that she did this to draw attention to the Epstein files.
That whole thing has got to be like.
And now he's threatening to revoke her citizenship.
Okay, well, let me quote on that then. Why does no one ever put that same? I was going to say one word, but that would come off the wrong way. Like, everybody likes to point out that Trump was photographed at not on the island, but at events where that dude was.
Uh-huh.
And they will also show Puff Daddy. Also, sometimes you even get the Holy Trinity of Trump, Lord. Puffy, and Epstein in the same photo.
Same picture.
Not good.
But nobody talks about Bill Gates at all. Like, he just somehow just. Even on TMZ, the ones that kind of like, yeah, we don't care about the establishment, we'll go after whoever. Nobody mentions Bill Gates in that stuff.
They don't mention Clinton either.
All of them. Who? Yeah.
Bill Clinton. They don't mention him either.
That's a good one as well.
Well, Rosie moved to
Ireland.
People
like the fact that he's a big freak, though. I mean, we we heard about Monica and we're like, all right, Bill, go on now. Go on, Bill. Play your saxophone. Plus, if I had to live with that bitch, I'd be going nuts myself.
The thing with that, and it's in bad taste with
if I die later today, just know why. I've been added to the list.
Monica Lewinsky was of age, though. She wasn't underage. That's what I have a problem with. When you have underage people and you're taking advantage of them, it's a crime.
Well, I mean, they talk about the sanctity of the Oval Office. She participated, but yet, you know, she was desecrating a thing as well.
I mean, you don't do that in the Oval Office.
Yeah. Plus, her mom was pissed. She bought the dress.
You've seen the video where, you know, it looks like Hillary Clinton's walking in Epstein's cell when the video trims out. Yeah, so many people are like, oh my God, I knew it was true.
I'm telling you, that's why AI is has the availability it has now, because there's dumb, smart people, like the people from Idiocracy, like you think of. They're real intelligent one way, but like stupid in the other.
Book smart, they call them.
Well, or computer smart, where they can sit there and they can make a little 30-second video of looking like Boris Yeltsin is giving Donald Trump a haircut while he gets his nails done by Kamala. And it looked kind of real for a minute.
It really did.
But then they can't like balance the checkbook.
It's a lot of services at once.
But so that, I think the availability is so deniability down the road. For so-and-so was seen here, so-and-so was seen there, so-and-so said this. I mean, you imagine if freaking God bless it, Watergate. Nobody would believe that now. If they heard audio of a president saying, well, you wouldn't believe it now. You'd say, that's AI. That's one of the deepfake actors or whatever.
How many times did Pat Buchanan say he was not deep throat?
Right.
Like, yeah, you are. I'm like, no, I'm not.
But like it wouldn't be believable now. Just like I think that will be used as for like alien crap.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with this because Rosie moved to Ireland in January.
I bet they love that.
Rosie O'Donnell's here.
Oh, that's Rosie. Oh, she's O'Donnell, are you?
And Trump calls her a threat to humanity and that she is not the best interest. She doesn't have the best interest of this country, so he wants her to stay there forever.
Is she related to Neil O'Donnell, by the way?
God, got to be cousins, right?
I know Chris O'Donnell and her related.
It's going to be interesting to see.
What about old McDonald? Are they related as well?
If there's some way you can get that power.
And Rosie snapped back, and she says, called Donald a criminal con man, sexual abusing liar, out to harm our nation to serve himself, and a dangerous old soulless man with dementia who lacks empathy, compassion, and basic humanity.
So much talk about mental health and caring, but yet how quick you are. I can't call somebody a retard, but you can say somebody has dementia all day long like it's going out of style.
Yep.
No, you don't get to do both. Both of them are real medical conditions. You shouldn't just throw that crap around.
Yeah.
To say she's big and fat is obvious for anybody with a pair of eyeballs. I know that I'm biased with that, but it's how I really feel.
It's very common with people.
What?
Dementia.
Oh, yeah. Well,
with people of that
but
age.
But you shouldn't self-diagnose.
Like not nice like to that. Say, you know.
Clearly. I mean, they. Good Lord.
I want to say real quick, on the local scene, kind of. I'll say shout out to both sides. When Newsom was in town, there are a lot of creative signs out there. A lot of gruesome Newsom signs, but there were some other good ones too.
There's one that you see the one they blurred.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's like I'm playing the game right, but I'm guessing what that one says. I got a good idea what that one says.
Oh my goodness! All right, well, I'm Paige. That's your Rise Guys headlines.
Thanks so much, Paige. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
There's a story going around about a former college football coaching legend of an idea he had to be talked out of. And it's kind of like the tush push, but this would have been called the human catapult. We'll tell you who it is and what it was. And more importantly, because this is gaining a lot of steam, will it be banned even though nobody's tried it yet?
It sounds like if the Savannah Bananas were a football team.
It's kind of along the same lines.
It's kind of kinky, actually.
You talk about a gimmick play, this is gimmick as you get.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking now, like, who are some tiny little running backs, like, you know, small stature types?
You are closer than you think.
Oh, man. All right, Paige, let's think of some short running backs during this break, okay? All right, I'm on my own on that one. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. It is official. Let me do this first. It will make sense. This day in sports history, this famous Atlanta Brave hit his 500th home run off of Giants pitcher Mike McCormick way back in 1968.
Henry Louis Aaron.
It is Hank Aaron. Tonight is the home run derby. So it's funny those kind of match up.
Yeah.
First half of the season is done.
Paige, that's where they try to hit home runs on horseback and drink mint juleps at the home run derby.
Dang, that'd be...
Wow, that's a sport.
Yeah, they throw...
I didn't even watch that.
Well, it's kind of odd. PETA, they protested it years because sometimes the pitchers would hit the horses.
You don't want to do that.
With the baseballs.
That's cruel.
And plus, the jockeys are so short, so a lot of times balls would be over their head.
And they have to be little to be able to run on a horse.
Well, at least, you know, the derby's still entertaining. The slam dunk contest is... not anymore.
Well, on horseback, it's pretty difficult to do. I'm kind of dumbfounded by the fact there's not been a Hank Aaron movie yet. Like, even an attempt.
Yeah, there should be, man.
Who would play him? That's the problem.
No, that ain't no problem.
They'd find somebody that would... You'd have to be a little slightly pudgy, right? Hank was never the definition of, like, you know...
Yeah, he wasn't musculature.
Yeah. Just like an average guy.
But the you know...
With a hell of a bat.
Even take the... I mean, the sports, obviously, is a big part of it. But, like, the stuff he had to deal... He and his wife had to deal with through all that. The death threats and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
Plus, the guys that were, you know, rounding third base with him, he didn't know what they were going to do.
No kidding, man. No kidding. You know who threw that... You know who threw that pitch?
No.
Number 755. Al Downing. When I met Hank Aaron in Raleigh, North Carolina, mm-hmm. Al Downing was sitting beside him at the table signing autographs, and no one was getting his autograph. I was like, damn, I should have, because that's like a cool little combo little thing, you know?
You met Hank Aaron in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Today, Hank Aaron, on this date, hit his 500th home run. You know who leads the major league in home runs? Cal Raleigh for the Mariners.
Good Lord.
I'm telling you, dude, stuff lines
and
up.
And I own Cal's now.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow.
Paige.
Well, see you, how that works?
If you want to watch the Derby, it's tonight at 8 o'clock, and it's in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
The All-Star game this year.
Everything's in Atlanta now.
I love it.
Yep.
I love Atlanta.
Women's wrestling, Beyonce, the Hawks.
Saturday night's main event.
Tyler Perry.
And the SEC Media Days. Football's already going to be here. Before, I mean, look, pros.
Freaknik.
Next week. Training camp's open for pros next week.
Oh, yeah.
Also, congratulations to the Colorado Rockies, the worst team in baseball.
Wow.
They are 22-74.
Are they happy about that accomplishment?
Nah, not really. The Braves, 42-53. They're near the bottom of the division. The Phillies are leading, so.
Yeah.
They got a lot to make up. Plus, I don't think Acuna's in the home run derby tonight. I think he got replaced. If I read that right.
Not his brother.
Who replaced Acuna in derby?
I feel like now if you are if you can swing a bat worth a crap or throw a ball worth a damn and your last name's Acuna, you're going to get like a $7 million signing bonus.
No, or if you wear like 20 chains when you play.
Yes.
Matt Olson's going to take his place.
Oh. Well, he's also very good.
So what is the who came up with the human catapult? I don't know if that's what it was going to be called, but that's what it was. The play was going to be.
Can I describe what I think it was going to be?
Please.
Okay.
I'll tell you if you're right.
I feel like it's a quick snap to the quarterback, and then the offensive guard, maybe and or tackle, is sitting there with their hand, and the fullback or running back is going to step into his hand, and they're literally going to throw him over the top of the people.
You got the right concept.
Okay.
That's exactly what was going to happen.
God.
But
it sounds like a Globetrotters move with basketball.
And this got a lot of steam on the internet, though it's not verified.
There would be people dying on the field, though.
Allegedly, this was Mike Leach's idea, which, you know, air raid Mike Leach, you know, offensively creative. He was going to recruit specifically a little person just for this package. Just the quarterback was going to hand him the ball and then throw him over. Beck. Now, there are people are saying, hey, who's going to try this in college or pro? And will it be banned before anybody even gets to try it? Most likely. I mean, you're throwing people at that point.
But
it's a guaranteed first down, but you're throwing little people.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for, like, CTEs and all that stuff, you know, if they came up with this in the 70s, oh, yeah, it would have definitely happened. But people expecting that, like, you see the little person on the field, which now I'm thinking alternate in mind. I'm thinking of, like, pun names of, you know, little tiny football players.
Oh, I can't think of any right now.
Well, it's what I am. I'm like, the thought's there, but I don't have any examples
to
give you.
How pissed people would be if, you know, a little football player is making league minimum, probably $1 million for just being thrown over here in a couple of
plays. Well, it's like, remember, we won't say the location, but it was a bar one time that, and it was the last time they had it, but they had a little person in a Velcro suit, and they'd run and jump off a little trampoline and stick to the wall. He was like, you know, it was like a Target little thing. And he was cool with it. He was fine with it. He could have ran for mayor of this town at one point, that guy, and won.
Yeah.
They have a higher requirement, though, so he can do it. Knox barely gets there.
We knew a guy who would rest in peace, Sean D. He would kick himself in the head when he drank too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Go down to Sharky's. What was Sean D doing?
It's funny because that's who I was talking about.
He was great, man.
He was an awesome dude, man. Yeah. So freaking, like –
like, dedicate this sports to him.
We dedicate this to Sean D, the guy that there should be a small little statue of in downtown Greenville.
Should be kicking himself in the head.
Way out of here, man.
LCTE. That's another thing you can't do anymore.
He could so easily do it. He would just do it like as a trick.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, fat boy.
That guy got more clam than a fishing net.
Well, you know what? I don't know that you do that with nets, see?
Well, you got to catch them somehow, right?
I don't know how to. I think you just like what do you, you put those little traps out. It seems boring, but you put the traps out and when the water's low, and then you go get them when the water comes in.
You got to let them, so you got to get them soak time.
And then you, you got to
soak the pots
right then and there. You got to eat them beach side. That ain't fun.
No. Why? Well, why? Like, stop eating oysters in the summer. People are outside like sucking them down and it's hot as piss. Well, you doing your oysters?
He's not lying. I just saw the weather. It says right now it's hot as piss in Greer, South Carolina, Paige. What? So
appreciate that, Perella, before you leave, you traitor.
Yeah.
Appreciate that weather update.
I'm Powell Perella. All right.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Fat Boy. We will take a break. We come back. And before you start texting in, know the answer is not sex, but I did it for the first time in 4 years.
Oh, Lord.
And I'll tell you what that is next. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.